You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So let's backtrack a little bit. Okay, it is, what, 1968, I guess, and 67, whatever the date was. You can tell me what date it is. And you guys are traveling. You're not connected to anything. Y'all are connected to God. You're going out teaching about your charismatic experience, the filling of the baptism, and teaching folks and just doing wonderful. Then this particular ministry births in Fort Lauderdale, and they get filled with the Spirit. They start getting this group of 40 folks together to be able to kind of help them out. They begin to form a few things. They started a magazine called New Wine Magazine, and they started this whole School of the Holy Spirit mission, or Holy Spirit School.
Well, the formation occurred when some charismatic business people and lay leaders got together and decided they needed teaching. Mm-hmm. And so they would meet, I think, four times a year and invite noted teachers to come down. And that's how I really got acquainted with Derek Prince and Bob Mumford and Don Basham. We all got invited at one time or another, and sometimes together.
Right. Like anybody who's out speaking gets invited places to go and speak.
And the contagious nature of this, I spoke at the Full Gospel Businessmen's International in Miami in 1967, which mm-hmm. was a big honor, mm-hmm. and there's several thousand people there. Mm-hmm. And it was during that meeting that the leader of the Holy Spirit Teaching Mission, who's also there, comes up to me and said, would you come and speak at a conference that we're having this fall? And so I was honored. I agreed to do so. I didn't know the people.
So this thing was already formed. Holy Spirit Teaching Mission was already formed. They're just inviting you to come speak.
Right.
Fall. Okay.
Right. And it hadn't been formed long. Okay. They were just starting, and they were having maybe 500 to come to a conference, which mm-hmm. was good size.
Yeah.
And so one of the leaders was the National Weather Service man out of Miami who did the national weather.
Right. Hurricanes and all that coming in.
Yeah, he was quite well known, later moved to Houston. Mm-hmm. But there are a number of prominent business people.
Didn't somebody from like the Password Game, he produced all that?
Well, he came in later. Okay. He worked for CBS.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead. Don't forget that.
No. But there were some prominent
right.
business people and lay people. Uh-huh. And so I went there in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, we began to meet one another, the teachers did. And we met each other in other places, too.
Right.
Bob and I taught in the same venue a number of times. Derek and I did. Don and I did.
Right.
So, and I had been with Earn as well in a conference in 1970, I believe. So mm-hmm. we were meeting each other outside of Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy in Fort Lauderdale wanted us to help with the magazine. So in the first issue, we were part, and I think the second issue, I had an article.
New Wine Magazine.
New Wine Magazine, mm-hmm. and we were on the editorial board.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a lay leader. He wasn't a pastor or mm-hmm. minister. And he had an innovative idea. He had some financial wealth around him. Shortly, built a TV station, magazine, tape library, a lot of different ministries going mm-hmm. on. So, you know, I'm, I don't know, under 30,
mm-hmm.
and it's an exciting time. You're seeing God do wonderful
right.
things, and you're getting to meet people. The other teachers were older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
6 years, or almost 7 years younger than Bob. Bob was younger than the others.
Okay.
And so I felt honored and blessed to see this kind of action. I'd been, you know, locked up in the pastorate for a while, and now I'm out seeing God do things in the world.
It's
this is wonderful.
Yeah,
with no understanding of the implications when you start something. I tell people if it wasn't for naivety, there wouldn't be any obedience.
That's so true. Oh, my goodness, that's true.
God leads you out with a word, and you do it. He doesn't explain to you everything that's going to happen.
Right.
And he's with you all the way. But that's when idealism is translated into reality, and that's where you really learn.
Right.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
So this formulating that they asked you to begin contributing art editor to the edit, to the articles.
I was
in the
asked to be a contributor and on the board of directors.
So it just kind of happened. It's not something you were planning. It's just something that.
No, we didn't plan at all. We had none of us planned. Now Derek moved there prior to my moving, and Don moved there prior to my moving. And then later, Bob moved there prior to my moving. And I was the last one to move there, but I moved there after I was on the board of directors.
A lot of people start coming to this school on the Holy Spirit that's been teaching. Is that?
Well, it wasn't a school exactly. It was seminars.
Okay.
Like we'd have 4 a year.
Okay.
And then later, you know, they begin to do regular teachings at a local church, but this is in the early stages.
Okay.
It'd be like spring and summer, fall and winter seminars, and they grew to where they were about 1,500 apiece.
Okay,
and you know, Fort Lauderdale's quite a ways from some people to travel in those days. That was
it's the bottom down there.
Yeah, and you know, here for the first time, I'm on the editorial board of a magazine, and I have my picture in there, and it's Dr. Simpson, and I wrote him. I said, "I'm not even a nurse, let alone a doctor." But, but you know, it's a whole new thing,
right?
And a lot of wonderful, good things were going on, but none of us were prepared for what really then happened. And we weren't smart enough to plan a movement. We were just teachers, and each of us had our own focuses. And I was a pastor, and so, but it met a need. I mean, the hunger that people had. I haven't seen it since. And it's a tragedy that so much of the church has lost its hunger.
I believe it's coming again.
I think so.
That's one of the reasons we're so glad you're here, because you can really impart some wisdom to us and our audience about this is the real, I mean, you walked through it. You saw it, you've seen it, you watched it, you had to try to figure out what to do in it, and you responded, and you saw, you know, good fruit, and you saw some other things that kind of did whatever, but that's the reality. Bright lights attract everything, right?
Every time there's a wave, it picks up debris and moves it to the beach. And that's the way it goes. It's not all pure.
Right.
We think of revivals as being all pure. That's not the case. And sometimes, often, they leave debris in their wake.
Yeah.
And the people that are used of God to bring it into being sometimes are spent and broken. Life is not, there used to be a song, life is a dream.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
When, if God uses you in a significant way, you're gonna have your battles.
Right.
And that's what makes you strong. That's what builds character.
Yeah.
And that's where you learn lessons.
Right.
You don't learn a lot in your success. You learn a lot in your failure and in trying to walk out the process.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.